Thanks very much, Claire. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Yes, we can hear you. Could you open with a serenity prayer?
Can you hear? You can. I've been having... Pardon me? No, everybody's...
Yeah, I can hear you.
Frozen now.
Can you hear me, Helen?
Can you hear me okay, Claire?
Yes.
I can hear you, Yvonne. Yeah? Okay. Hi, I'm Helen. My home group is Buckingham, England. And I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon. Thank you very much for the privilege, Claire. I'll get you back. I've got a little bookmark that came into view this morning, funnily enough, and I'd just like to read that. Learning to say yes. Any good that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. I can do something without being obliged to do everything. And that comes from When I Get Busy, I Get Better, page 32. So that just sort of kicked me in the right way this morning in preparation. The topic I've been given is step 11, but I've been told to tell you a little bit about me. My mother is my alcoholic. She has been sober now 30 years in AA, and I came in 10 years after she found the fellowship. But I didn't come in because of mum. I came in because of dad. My dad was, crazy. Just as crazy as me, but I didn't see it then. All my problems were because of him. He was very angry, very aggressive, and then the next day he'd be really generous and really kind and loving, and it would be that roller coaster that I often heard when I first came in to Al-Anon. Being an adult child, I was on a mission to find out what this life was about. But the trouble was I didn't have a handbook. I didn't have a way. I just didn't know how to do life. I bumbled away through. And similar to what other people have shared today, I took my direction from other people. And I just bumbled along. And that was when I found Al-Anon. My mother had told me about Al-Anon two or three times in her time in AA at that time, but I had decided against it until I was signed off work for 3 months. I was put on antidepressants. I was very depressed. I'm very physically ill, and decided to take a trip across the Atlantic, to sail across the Atlantic on a boat with three other people that I didn't know, having never sailed before. That'd be a good idea, Helen. Off we go. And I truly believed that I was going to die. I truly believed that was it. What a way to go. No one would know the pain I was in. But let's crack on. We can do this. 6 weeks of sheer hell. Later, I found a God of my understanding. But I didn't know at the time. Fast forward a couple of months later, I ended up in Al-Anon. And then life started to begin to make sense. I was very lucky. As soon as I came into Al-Anon, into that room, I knew I was here to stay. I got a sponsor very early on. and loved what the people had shared, or Italy had shared, about sponsorship. My experience was a tad different. My sponsor told me that she was going to sponsor me. And actually, that's exactly what I needed at that particular time. And I know that now. I don't do that way in the way I sponsor now. I humbly wait to be asked. But that's exactly how I needed to be. At that point in time, I know it was the right thing. And I know it was my higher power's will. And we were able to crack on, as I would say, with the steps. She wasn't a particularly religious person, and I didn't have a God of my understanding at all when I came into Al-Anon. I'd been to church a couple of times as a girl guide, sing a few hymns at Remembrance Day, but there was no God of my understanding. There was no spiritual life at all. So my sponsor pretty much became my first higher power. And we all know how that turns out. And it was suggested after a few problems that actually perhaps the group would be a good idea to be my first higher power. And that's how I started on that sort of spiritual side of things. Was I had to get me out of the equation. That was my problem. I knew there was something wrong with me when I first came into Al-Anon. I knew I was crazy. I knew there was something wrong with me, but I did not know what it was. And in those first meetings, I found out that it was alcoholism. That was my issue, the effects of someone else who's drinking, and the attitudes and effects of my father as well as my mother. So for me, looking back, step three was the hardest step for me early on. And for me, step three and step 11 are the pillars that hold up the bridge of normal living, the rest of the 12 steps. And step three for me was all about self-will, whereas step 11 for me is all about God's will. And I can still wrestle with that. I can still wrestle with that. Interestingly, when I tried to get on this afternoon to this, I looked at my phone and saw the Zoom numbers, diddly-dee, tick-tick-tick, tick, put it in. On I go, no sound. Oh, okay. And I've been having problems with the audio all week. I can't hear you. You can't hear me. Okay. Do a little things, flick a few switches, da-da-da-da. No, nothing. And interestingly now, on this page, I had the American Sign Language lady on. Oh, not seen her before. Okay. Still didn't get the connection. This was the answer to my question then. Higher power doesn't want me to share this afternoon. There we go. Problems finished. Thank you, higher power. He always answers me. I know he always answers me. My husband came in and went, why are you looking at the American Sign Language deaf page? No, I had no idea. No idea. Let's try and put the right numbers in, shall we? Oh, okay. Damn it. So we're okay. We're back on. So even today, and even today, higher power keeps working. And then interestingly, it was asking for help again. Something I had major problems with early on was asking for help, and still can, picking up that phone. And I thought, right, text my sponsor, I need some prayer. This is, my head now is starting to go, woo, woo, woo. Fear is coming in. And I texted my sponsor, and as I am texting her, And then we're saying fear is raising its ugly head. It's things are getting out of hand. Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to do this. The little emojis that come up, the little emoji with the devil horns came up just as I was sending the text. And I went, okay, thank you, higher power again. That's, you know, that's the enemy for me. Okay, come back in. God said to do this. So come on, get a grip, pray. So went out, did my prayer things and come back. And what I normally do, if I've got a topic, then I read and read and write and write and lists and write and write and more words and lots of writing. So I will read some of what I've written because I'm starting to waffle. So step three was that hard step for me, made a decision to release my will. I was uber independent when I first came into Al-Anon. It was my way or the highway. I made all the decisions in my life, so I thought. And, you know, I was, my plan was this. I was, you know, straightforward, that's the way. I hit Al-Anon and the word God comes up. Interesting. I'd never really discussed God with anybody, not really in my family. My nan used to always say that there was a guardian angel. You have a guardian angel. So that was, again, one of my first sort of higher powers was actually I could envisage this, you know, a guardian angel. Okay, I can go with that. And I think it was that, you know, on reading about step 12 in my Al-Anon literature, it's that willingness. I had the willingness to do something different. I had the willingness to change. I had the willingness to give it a go. And as my sponsor said, you know, if it can work for me, it can work for you, Helen. Give it a go. Try. You know, what's the worst that can happen? I was already living the worst that could happen. So it was actually, let's give it a go. So I started to pray. How do you pray? Big question in all our literature. How do you pray? Actually, in my experience, it's not how I pray, it's that I pray. I actually give it a go. So sometimes my prayers are help, like being on the convention and not being able to hear anything. Or actually, it goes into more depth. Again, we've heard over the last few hours about a God box, putting writing things down and putting them in a little God box and leaving it there, letting things go. I love what Yvonne said earlier about letting go, about holding. I'd also seen the holding the hand and placing something in there and, you know, and letting it go. And that resonated with me. I could do that. But sometimes I would get really frustrated, and actually my letting go was I would throw it. I would literally, I'll let it go and I'll launch it instead of just gently letting go. I came into Al-Anon, as I often share, full on and flat out, and that's how I lived. And now I am a lot calmer. And I'm beginning to slow down. And for me, it's slowing down. It's like slowing down this. It's slowing down my head, slowing down my thoughts. There was a lovely share last weekend at the Scottish Convention that says, my mind is like a garden. Oh, I need to, I've written this down somewhere. Hang on. I thought I'd remember it. Wrong. I'll come back to that. My mind is like a garden, and my thoughts are like the seeds. I can grow flowers or I can grow weeds. And for me, that just, again, it was just a little reminder of just slowing down, and actually what I put into my head is really important. And it said about it, you know, on step 11, I'm going to have to go back because otherwise I'm just going to get out of sync here. Our mind is what we feed it. And this, and step 11 is about prayer and meditation. I think early on, all I did was pray. All I did was talk to God and tell him what I wanted. And by the way, could you just, and if you're free, you know, if you're not curing famine or, you know, earthquakes, if you could just, you know, mention the fact that I would need X, Y, and Z. But it's prayer and meditation. It's about talking and listening, inspiration. And now I can still go with those thoughts. I can still go with that fear, but actually my life's a lot easier if I slow down, keep self-control, and keep that focus. Keep the focus on where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing at this moment in time. So step 3 for me was that made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the power greater than I. And I had to realize that actually, as an AA member said very early on, there's only 2 things you need to know about higher power. 1, there is one. 2, you ain't it. And for me, I was my higher power. I was the one that ran my life. And that's always stuck with me, because if I let myself run, yeah, I'll be soon tripping up. I'm soon tripping up myself. So meditation for me was something that is something I do in nature. Something for me, meditation is, I do a lot of walking. I have a dog and I do a lot of walking. And for me, God, my higher power is in nature. And when I walk, I talk. So I'm sharing my day, I'm sharing my plans, I'm sharing my thoughts with God as I'm walking through nature. And for me, and it's that simple. And he will talk to me, he will talk back to me through people. And as shared on the sponsorship session we just had, time and time and time again, something that I'm going through, my sponsor is also going through or has just gone through, and then she can help me, or it will come up as a topic at the next meeting, or it will be a discussion at, you know, a district day or an area assembly. So it's almost, there's something in the universe, and my God will then just open my eyes and see the solution. For me, God always has the solution. I just have to allow time, him. I have to give time to him rather than me that full on flat out and running like a lunatic headlong. So it's that, it's, oh, I'm just everywhere at the minute. Slowing down. So prayer is talking to God. Someone mentioned about being on the end of a phone. It's a two-way conversation for me and my God is a two-way conversation. And I was taught, yeah, and I asked my sponsor about meditation, and she said, oh, we can all meditate. Everybody can meditate. It's really quite easy. We do it all the time. And I go, well, what do you mean? She said, well, just seek out the definition of meditation and come back to me. And there's one book that isn't conference approved literature, but don't panic, don't turn me off. It's called A Dictionary. And for me, it has been alongside the most powerful book that I've used in the program, because I think I know what these words mean, but actually what I do now and I do with my sponsees is we look up the words. Actually, what does it mean? And meditation, I looked up meditation, and the definition in my dictionary says to fix the attention on one matter, to focus one's attention on one issue. And that's worry, isn't it? We all do that. I can do that, or I can worry all the time. And it's, you know, a lovely little phrase that I heard about worry is like a rocking chair. It gives me something to do, but it gets me absolutely nowhere. So once I realized that actually I can meditate, I can just change the word from worry to meditate. I can meditate on one issue. I used to use the slogans very early on. Slogans to me were so simple. And I was such a complicated person. But the slogans for me are just, and they pop into my head. Easy does it, Helen. First things first. How important is focus in on that phrase? And it stops my mind whirring round. For me, step 11 is the prayer and meditation. They go together. It's not one or the other. They go together. I'm going to try and get back on track. I read my daily readers, and just give God my day, give God my plans. That often changes, funnily enough. And I just able just to hand my day over. It's God's will that I'm requesting. It's God's will now that directs my life. I can still go into my will. I can still go on, well, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do the other. And I think lockdown has proved to a lot of us, well, yeah, they're your plans, honey, but yeah, God's got different plans right now. So for me, God's will, I don't know all the answers. It's God knows. God has all the solutions and God has a plan. And God has a plan for my life. And God has a plan for my loved ones. But they also have a higher power. Again, very early on, I thought, wait, I've got a higher power and I can ask him to change other people. I can ask him to change my dad. But then I quickly realized that actually, no, I've got a higher power, but my dad's also got a higher power. And it's up to him. And again, the serenity prayer for me is my saving grace. I have it in every room. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, people, places, and things. Courage to change the things I can, me. That's it. Number one, me. And wisdom to know the difference. And I love the serenity prayer because it's wisdom. It's, for me, it's not the wisdom. I was always looking for the right answer, the correct course of action, the right way to go. But actually for me, in Al-Anon, there is lots of wisdom. There's various wisdom. There's a very, well, I could do that, but actually I could also do that too. Or I could try the middle way. Okay. I was always looking for the right solution, that black and white thinking. But actually, I can let that go now. There isn't a right or wrong in Al-Anon. It's God's way. It's God's way. And for me, the meditation, well, prayer and meditation is practice, just practice. And as we practice, it's a skill. Meditation is a skill. It needs, for me, I need to practice it on a regular basis. And I get better at it. And God grew in my life. And the more faith then I had, the more trust I could have, the higher in God, the more things that would happen. Yeah. I think I'm going to leave it there, Claire, because I'm waffling like a good one here. There's a little phrase in Paths to Recovery. I'll just finish on page 117, the last little paragraph. My prayer is that everyone will find a higher power and will find a higher power's love, strength, wisdom, and understanding. I pray that everyone finds unconditional love on the way to loving themselves, and may all know that we are special and that we are children of God. Thanks.
Thanks, Ellen. And thanks so much for agreeing to share with us today. As always, I love listening to you. You've been part of my journey. So thank you personally for being there. Really, really like what you had to say. There was lots of things that popped out for me. Slightly on the back foot now, because it's 7:40 and my next speaker's not up for a bit. So...
help.
Yeah. So should we open the floor a little bit, Yvonne? Should we
get
a bit? Yeah.
Let's toss it to Diana for a minute. Diana.
Okay.
What you got?